So the two princesses became two heroines.
根据史料记载，伊丽莎白二世担任英国的女王之后，在一个重大的节日期间，那她们两姐妹的夫妇呢，通常都习惯按照王室的习惯，在他们白金汉宫的阳台上与民众见面。According
to the history recording, both the queen couple and Margaret and her husband, in a special festival, those two couples, according to the custom, they will stand in the balcony of the Buckingham Palace to receive the welcome of the audience.
那也是按照惯例，他们向下面广场上热情的观众、民众挥手致意，这边挥一挥，那边挥一挥，那边挥一挥。
So the two couple, according to the custom, they stand on the balcony and wave their hands to the multitude of audience.
这许多电台、电视台、报刊呢，就拍下了一些特写的镜头。Obviously,
the media came, and many newspapers, TV stations, they took a lot of photos.
过了没几天，有一位百姓在报纸上投稿写了一篇文章。Then
a few days later, an ordinary citizen wrote a letter and was published on a newspaper.
其中他写到一点说，这是国家的大典，但我对 Margaret 公主夫妇要提出谏言。This
citizen said that this was a big festival of our nation. However, I have a suggestion to the couple of Margaret.
说请你们在阳台上挥手的时候，要谨慎你们的言语。
And he said, I would suggest to you that when you were waving to the crowd, you still need to observe and be careful about your languages.
虽然你们当时脸上带着笑容，但是你们两人在那里微声交谈的话语，我们借着电视中放大的特写镜头看见了，知道你在说什么。
He said, although you are smiling and waving to the crowd, but through the magnified lenses in front of the TV, we can see clearly what you were chatting about.
你们互相在抱怨说，哇，好累啊，挥手挥了这么长时间，还不完呢。
Because I saw that you were talking to each other, saying that, oh, my hand is so sore. How long should we continue to do this?
还要忍耐多久这么挥下去？我真受不了了。How
long should we tolerate this? I cannot stand it anymore.
那位百姓在文章最后写道：“说我为什么我知道你们交谈的内容呢？”
And in the conclusion, this citizen wrote about why he could understand what they were chatting about.
因为我是学过读唇术的。Because
he had learned how to read people's lips.
所以这个例子呢，其中有一句话就是他们抱怨的，还要忍耐多久？This
is a common complaint that they had. How long should we put up with this?
所以我们可以想象，忍耐对我们每一个人来说都是一门非常非常重要的功课。So
patience to every one of us is a very important lesson.
那我想请问，在我们中间的青少年，你们需不需要忍耐？
May I ask the teens in our midst, do you need patience?
还有我们的老年人呢？
Or how about the grown-up or even the elderly?
忍耐可以说是我们一生要学习的一门功课。Patience
is indeed a lifelong lesson to us.
所以今天我们就从雅各书五章 7到11节继续接受基督徒生命中的挑战。So
today we're going to use the passage that we read, James chapter 5, 7 through 11, We will continue on this theme of the challenges in a Christian's life.
关于忍耐的挑战。
And today, our challenge is about patience.
那提到忍耐，我相信大家都会想到一首非常熟悉的诗歌。能想到什么诗歌？
As for patience, probably many of you would link to a famous song.
是从圣经的经文里边来的。哒哒滴滴哒滴哒哒哒哒，是什么？爱的真谛。
The song was about the essence of love.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，等等等等。
The well-known 1 Corinthians 13, love is patience, and so forth.
就哥林多前书13:4-8，可以说是主耶稣为我们相信他的人所制定的爱的总纲。
So many Christians regard this passage as the model, perfect model of love that was ordained by the Lord.
是要我们学习成为一个在上帝家中有来自那属天的爱的人。
And God wants us to practice this kind of love.
那这其中第一个要我们学习的功课就是我们今天的主题，忍耐。
And you can see the first item of love is patience.
而且是要恒久忍耐。
And the Chinese even has it more detail. It says everlasting patience.
那我们怎样理解恒久忍耐？
So how can we develop a right understanding of everlasting patience?
哇，这么多这么多加起来。
There's so many items of love.
其实忍耐在我们不同的生活环境、不同的生命阶段、不同的生命处境下，对我们的心理素质和心理承受的要求是不同的。
Actually, patience will demand us different kind of psychological quality and capacity in different stages of life.
你比如有人说我这个人吃苦耐劳的这个素质是非常非常强的。
Some people may boast that and say that, oh, I can endure any kind of hardship.
干再苦再累的活，我能做到毫无怨言。
I can do any kind of hard work, labor work, without any complaint.
可是，当有人对他所做的活稍稍的提一点建议，或者是指出一点不妥的地方的时候，他立马瞪大眼睛，愤怒就跳脚了。
But this person may get very upset if you just pick up one point or to offer a little bit suggestion or a bit of criticism.
所以这个例子让我们能够看到忍耐是有一个度的，是有一个维度的。
So from this example, we can see that patience has its own dimensions.
所以今天的经文会帮助我们检视在我们自己的生命中忍耐这个宝贵的特质的度和量。
So today we kind of want to measure or look at the different dimensions of this important character in patience.
也就是说忍耐在我们的生命中所占有多大的空间，多大的，我可以用一个我常用的术语，宽容度。
So in other words, today we want to develop an understanding of how big a space in your heart that you are willing to give it to patience. Or another word I want to use is the degree of tolerance.
那首先让我们从第七和第八节接受的挑战是我们能像农夫那样的忍耐吗？
So the first challenge that we read about was 7-8. Can we be as patient as farmers?
雅各书5:7，弟兄们呢，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看到农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产， 直到得了秋雨春雨。
So verse 7 says, Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains.
我们读新约圣经，许多时候，尤其是像雅各书里面，前面我们都看到过，他提的说什么呀？弟兄们呢？那我相信姐妹们不会误解成说这一段经文只是给弟兄们讲的，不会误解吧？
Many times, when the scripture talk about brothers, it means both genders, brothers and sisters.
应该是对所有信徒发出的劝勉和教导。
And that is for all the believers.
这第五章前面一到六节的经文，我们在这个系列里边，我们跳过去了。
We did not read the first six verses in this chapter.
那段经文呢，是对那些采用不法的手段取得财富，而且是骄傲放纵的挥霍财富，以及无情的倚仗势力来抢夺财富的那些富人的严厉的一些谴责，是在一到六节。
Because the first six verses of chapter 5 condemn the unrighteous rich men, rich people, who use all kinds of measures, most of the time illegal, to prosecute the poor and rob them, rob their riches.
并且宣告他们最终将受到上帝的审判。
And then the Bible proclaim that those rich people will be judged.
所以七到十一节的经文呢，从字面的意思来看呢，它基本上是转而来安慰那些被不义的富人欺凌的、压迫的那些受苦的穷人。
So on the other hand, verses 7 through 11 are giving comfort to those poor people that was oppressed.By the rich.
说得更确切一点，就是那些主内的那些穷人，那他们依然还看到那些欺压他们不义的那个富人，那些富人们，哇，还活得那么自在。
Because those poor people who were oppressed by the rich are still seeing that those rich people enjoy their good life.
看到他们依然逍遥自在地活在那种不被惩罚的这种环境中，哇，那种心中。
Because it's very hard for those poor people to see the rich enjoy their life without any punishment.
所以经文在这里劝勉他们，当然也是劝勉我们今天一些受到这样类似的这种境况的信徒，你们要忍耐。
So likewise, this passage is to encourage those poor back then and also for people, a believer,facing the same situation today, you give encouragement.
这经文在此首先举出了一个非常切合实际的例子，就是学习农夫等待秋雨春雨的忍耐。
So it gave us this example of farmers that they endure, they have patience waiting for the rains to come.
那在当时的新约时期，巴勒斯坦地区的人们的经济来源。主要依靠农牧业的收入。
Because it's well understood at that time that the farmers at that time depends on the weather.
但是巴勒斯坦地区的地理气候非常的独特。
In the Palestine area, geographically and weather-wise, is very unique.
和我们今天美国西海岸加州的地理气候非常相像。
In a way similar to California.
它每年降雨的时间呢，是从秋季的十月末到早春的三月。
The rain season is from the autumn, October, until March, the next spring.
所以对他们来讲，秋雨呢，也称为播种时期的早雨。
So the fall, the rains in the fall, serve as the early rain for the sowing.
那对他们来讲，春雨呢，也被称作是在农作物收割之前的晚雨。
On the other hand, the spring rain, comes right before the harvest. So it's called the late rain.
因为在前面路德记里边，我们知道，以色列巴勒斯坦地区呢，基本上是在三月份收大麦，四到五月份收小麦。
From the book of Ruth that we discussed earlier in this year, we learned that in March is the time to harvest the barley, and in April, mid-April until the end of May is the harvest time for wheat.
我做过两年的农夫，我想在座有许多弟兄姐妹朋友们可能也做过农夫。对农夫而言，农作物播种之后，期待它发芽生长，结出果实，最后到收获，唯一能做的就是耐心的等候，等候上天所赐下的风调雨顺。
Pastor had been a farmer for 2 years when he was young, and he understood the whole cycle of sowing until harvesting. And as a farmer, there's not much you can do besides depending on the rains and good weather from the above.
尤其是在早期缺乏农业科技和现代设施的年代里边，那农夫的这种忍耐的等候是要付出艰辛的代价。
Especially in ancient time, there was no agricultural technology. Therefore, the farmers has to be patient, and they have to put up a big price.
他们不是只在等待，而是日复一日的在艰苦的劳作中耐心等待。
Their patience is not sitting in the home and wait.But rather go out and work every day and waited good weather.
而且他们是年复一年的在重复着这种艰苦的劳作中的耐心等待。
And those laborious patients are repeating day by day, year after year.
所以七节和八节这两节经文里边出现了三次忍耐。
So in verses 7 through 8, we saw three times the patience appeared.
哇，这种忍耐我们可以想象是一种怎样的忍耐。
Here we can imagine what kind of patience it refers to.
那这个地方的忍耐呢，它只是有耐心等候、承受延迟的比较精确的含义。
This a Greek word,patience over here indicates waiting, bearing. Sometimes you have to wait after because of delays.
这个字呢，它最早的来源呢，是它前面这个字，是漫长的，形容漫长的距离或者时间。
So the root of this Greek word come from this length, long, indicating the long distance or long time.
所以由此我们可以来理解，经文在这里形容农夫的忍耐，是要求我们把我们生命中忍耐这个宝贵的特质所留下那个空间，它的长宽高，我们可以用一个什么度来衡量它，来形容它呢？漫长的时间，漫长的这种等待，可以用我们这个忍耐的空间度的长度来试着去理解它。
So if we can imagine that in our hearts is a three-dimensional space, then this dimension of patience indicates the length.
那这种忍耐是在衡量我们在遇到我们不可操控的、不可预知的那种艰难的处境下，我们对我们所信的上帝的信心和对他的依赖心到底能够坚持多久。
This dimension of patience is to measure what is our faith toward God, how much we rely on Him, and how long we can stand.
那请问经文第七节这里让我们像农夫那样忍耐，经历住那个时间，让我们坚持多久，坚持到什么时候？
So how long should we wait like the farmers waiting for the rain?
坚持到什么时候？打开你的圣经。第八节，你们也必须忍耐，你们要抱着坚定的希望，因为主再来的日子快到。坚持到主再来的那个日子。
So the due day for waiting is the day that the Lord is coming again.
所以这对我们基督徒来讲呢，真正是一个挑战。主什么时候来呀？再来呀
？So to Christians, over the generations, we are all asking this question: When will the Lord comes again?
所以人类我们可以想象或者我们可以体会到人类最最最要命致命的软肋在什么地方。
So here we can ask a question, where is the soft spot for human beings?
就是在我们遇到艰难困苦重大磨难那样的遭遇的时候，因着缺乏信心缺乏盼望，在心中为忍耐所预留的那个空间的宽容度太小太短，而没有办法走出来，这是我们人类致命的软肋，大家同意吗？
And I think this is a very common weakness for human beings, and that is, we do not have enough tolerance or capacity in our hearts when we were facing severe adversities, we just lack faith and hope, and at the end we cannot walk out.
因为缺乏坚固的信心，缺乏了那种希望的那种盼望，所以从那个艰苦艰难的困境中走不出来。
We cannot walk out of those heavy adversities because we lack the faith and lack the hope.
所以神特别体贴我们人类的这个软弱，就是这也是为什么基督必将再次临到这样一个荣耀的真理，在圣经中整本圣经中提过不下500次。
So the Lord has mercy on us, and that's why, this message, this phrase referring to the Lord's coming had appeared in the Bible more than 500 times.
那有人统计过，从新约圣经第一卷书马太福音到最后一卷书启示录，在这中间平均大概说是13节经文就提到一次耶稣基督将再来降临这样一个荣耀的主题，在新约中超过300。
Some theologian has conducted the statistical analysis and find out from the beginning of Gospel Matthew of the New Testament until Revelation, on average, every 13 verses you will see one occurrence of Lord's coming.
所以早期教会的信徒他们期待主耶稣在荣耀中再来降临呢，实际在他们心中非常明确，也是经文中告诉我们的，有两个方面。
For the believers of early church, there are two type of hopes that they were waiting for Lord's coming.
这个信心，这个盼望，就是主耶稣再次降临的时候会审判恶人，拯救圣徒。
They hope that the law, when the law comes again, he will judge the wicked and save the saints.
因着这样的希望，因着这样的信心，带给我们的是努力去过一个敬虔而健康活泼的生活。
And based on such a faith and hope, a Christian can strive to live a pious and healthy healthy and living way of life.
那如果说农夫的忍耐是对我们人格特质中预留给忍耐这个空间维度长宽高度的长度的话，是这样一个挑战的话，那下面第十节的经文是在向我们提出另外一个忍耐的维度空间的挑战。
So farmers, if farmers' example refers to one dimension, the lens, then of the space of patience, then the next example of next dimension is about prophets.
第十节到第十一节的上半部分，我们能像先知们那样的忍耐吗？
So our next topic is, can we be as patient as prophets?
雅各书五章十节，弟兄们，姐妹们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
All believers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
那在圣经中，从旧约到新约时代，奉主名说话是先知们最主要的职能。
The most important mission for prophets, in the Bible is.
所以我们说，先知是我们人类历史中非常非常奇特的一个人群。
Their mission is to speak to the crowd from according to the name of the Lord. Therefore, they are a very special selected group of people.
是啊，他们受上帝的差遣，向百姓说话，而成为上帝的发言人。
They were chosen by God, and they were used as the channel of message for God.
那我们可以想象，先知们他们背后是那位创造的，是那位洞察一切的高瞻远瞩的上帝。
So we can imagine that behind those prophets, it is the Creator, the everlasting Lord who knows everything and sees everything.
而他们面对的却是一群只顾眼前利益的那些君王、那些高官、那些百姓。
However, what those prophets faced were the kings, the authorities, and the multitudes of citizens. Most of them only care about their own interest in a short period of time.
那些君王、高官、百姓喜欢这些先知吗？
So do those who have power like those prophets?
他们传讲的信息，这些人都接受不了，都不愿意接受。
They did not like the message that was told by those prophets.
所以那些先知们，他们受尽了各样的误解、委屈、迫害、攻击，甚至丧失生命。
So most of those prophets were misunderstood, prosecuted, or even killed.
就像初代教会的第一位执事，第一位寻道的执事叫什么呀？叫什么？斯提凡，对。
One example was the first martyred deacons in the early church, in Stephen.
他在犹太的公会被审的时候，向他们所发出了一段言辞激烈的挑战。
Before he was killed by the Jews, he had this challenge.
使徒行传七章五十二节，哪一个先知没有受过你们祖先的迫害呢？先知们宣告那公义的仆人要来临，你们的祖先却把他们杀了。现在你们竟又出卖那仆人，杀害了他。
According to Acts 7, verse 52, was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, and now you have betrayed and murdered him.
那我们现在来思想一下， 先知们的忍耐是一种怎样的忍耐？
So let's think about the patience of the prophets. What kind of patience it is?
经文这里说是受苦的忍耐。
The Bible says it's the patience of suffering.
这是怎样的一种苦呢？他遭受的是人的那种不知好歹、不明真相、不可理喻的疯狂的迫害的那种苦。那种忍耐。
Because the suffering comes from men who does not understood the prophets, they prosecute those prophets without good reasons.
他们所忍受的苦难呢，一边是要忠于上帝的旨意的差遣。
And the prophets, on one hand, has to be faithful to the mission that God sent them to the world.
那最后他们遭受迫害，甚至丢掉性命的时候，是他们做错了事情吗？他们没有做错事情啊，只有他们心里最清楚，所以这种忍耐有多苦。
And they have to face persecution or even sacrifice their life, even though they did not do anything wrong.
所以第十节这里的忍耐和前面第七、第八节两节农夫的忍耐略有不同。
So here we can see that this type of patience is different from the patience referred to the farmers.
这个忍耐有耐心、坚定、恒忍和承受挑衅的那种克制。
This type of patience emphasizes steadfastness, perseverance.And also a restraint. Restrain yourself from the challenges of those who misunderstood you.
那这种忍耐，如果你稍微软弱一点，就会出现它的另外一个意思。它的反面意思是什么？
So if the prophets did not have that patience, then you can see the opposite.
胆怯、失望以及愤怒和报复。
The opposite are fear, frustration, anger, and even revenge.
如果大家留意的话，它这个字的来源也是和前面七到八节那个一样，也是一种漫长的时间或者距离，也是来源于那个字根。
The Greek word has the same root, makro.
所以说我们说，如果农夫的忍耐是我们人格特质中预留给忍耐这个空间维度的长宽高中的长的话，那先知们的忍耐，我们可以形容它是那个宽度。
So we can say that the farmer's patience is about the length, and the prophet's patience is about the width.
那请问弟兄姐妹们，在今天的教会生活中，接受雅各的挑战，学习古代众先知能够受苦、能够忍耐的榜样的时候，难不难
？Is it difficult to follow those examples? As the book of James mentioned,
能够不胆怯，能够不失望。能够不愤怒，能够不报复，这个度在哪儿？宽度。
Do you have that capacity that when you were misunderstood by your church people, you were not fear?
我这是为了教会的施工，是为了福音的施工。你怎么这样误解我呢？你怎么这样冤枉我呢
？For example, I did this for the church.For this sake, but how could you misunderstand me?
到那个时候，我们的忍耐的宽容度有多宽？
At that kind of juncture, how wide is your capacity?
所以经文在这里来帮助我们，在遇到这种所谓的委屈、这种又苦的这种状况、这种境遇的时候呢，让我们的里边那个忍耐帮助我们能够咽下这口苦水。
So the lesson here is that this passage of the scripture would help us when we face such a situation that we were misunderstood and we have this bitterness in our heart.
不胆怯，不失望，不愤怒，不报复。
So that we would not feel frustrated and we would not anger, we would not even revenge.
圣经中有两个先知活着的时候奉上帝的名传讲信息教训百姓受尽了委屈和磨难最后死的时候连尸首埋在哪里就没有人知道那两个先知是谁啊能叫上来一个吗
There are two prophets in the Bible that when they were living they spread the message, God's message faithfully, and they faced a lot of the persecutions. And even when they died, nobody knew where their tomb was.
带领以色列人出埃及的是谁？摩西。另外有一个呢，是一个人战胜了450个外邦先知的那个先知是谁啊？以利亚。
So those are the two prophets in Moses who led the Egypt, Jews out of Egypt. And the other one is Elijah, who single-handed challenged and won the war against the 450 pagan prophets.
尤其是对摩西来讲，那个委屈啊，受尽了那么的艰难困苦。被他们的抱怨攻击甚至要杀了他结果最后呢不让他进迦南地只让他在山上看一看然后呢不知道死了哪儿。
Especially Moses. For those who are familiar with Exodus, you can relate to what Moses had to tolerate. And especially at the end,The Lord did not even allow Moses to enter the promised land. The best he could do is to see the land from afar.
那实际上在十一节的经文给了我们一个非常非常好的一个答案。你看，那先前忍耐的人，也就是指那先前忍耐的先知。我们称他们是有福的。
So verse 11 says, As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered.
那还是提到摩西和以利亚这个两个先知，他们在死无葬身之地受尽了委屈苦难之后，相继死掉了千百年。出埃及记大概是在主前1200多年，那以利亚呢，到了耶稣时代呢，也是死了900多年，将近1000年的时候。那千百年之后发生了什么情况
？So we can see the examples of those two blessed prophets who had persevered, because Moses was about 1200 years before. B.C. before Christ, and Elijah was about 900 years before Christ.
那我们来看马太福音十七章一到三节。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, it says, After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brothers of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus.
摩西在世活了多大岁数
？How long did Moses live？
120岁。
120 years。
为了成就上帝的旨意，尝尽了苦难与委屈， 死了1200多年之后，人们看到他像天使一样与主耶稣在空中交谈。
So Moses had endured a lot painful challenges, but after he died 1200 years later, he was talking to Jesus Christ just like an angel.
120岁1200年，那个苦和这个福比一下，孰轻孰重。
So we can put a comparison together. 120 years of earthly life full of pains and challenges versus 1200 years later, enjoy the glory and the presence with Jesus Christ.
所以这是我们来仔细地咀嚼这个有福的概念。
So here you can judge, you can weigh the blessing versus the suffering or perseverance.
与神同在的概念。
This gives us a concept of being with the Lord.
1200年之后回头看的120年如烟云一样过去了。
And I think Moses would look back from here, he looked back, and that 120 years of suffering meant nothing in comparison.
下边第十一节后半部分是第三个关于忍耐的挑战。我们能像约伯那样的忍耐吗？
The third dimension of patience is we can see in Job.
雅各书五章十一节后半部分，你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Verse 11, you have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
所以在旧约圣经中的约伯可以说是集各种无法想象、无法解释的那种灾难集一身的一个人。
This Job, in the Old Testament,is a character that probably have no comparison. No one has seen such a big calamity and all the misfortunes all on one person in Job.
约伯是一个怎样的人？
What kind of people Job was?
约伯记一章一节，有一个人名叫约伯，住在乌斯地区，他是一个正直的好人，敬畏上帝，不做任何坏事。
We see Job chapter 1, verse 1, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
就是这么一个好人却无端地遭到撒旦猛烈的攻击。
But he was attacked violently by Satan.
他失去了所拥有的十个子女，所有的财富，还有他自己身体的健康。甚至他的带他一度就离开了他。
He lost all his properties and 10 children and even his own health.
那在他的好朋友中间，他也失去了他的好名声，都认为他有罪。
And among his good friends, he also lost his reputation because they thought he had committed sins.
那身处这种没办法形容的这种苦难的时候，约伯的表现是怎么样？
But even under such calamity and misfortune, how did Job react?
约伯记一章二十二节，虽然有这一切遭遇，约伯并没有犯罪，没有埋怨上帝。
Verse 22 says, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
哇，那我们现在来看看约伯的这个忍耐是怎样的一种忍耐。
So now let's see what kind of patience, what dimension of patience Job has illustrated.
坚定、持久、耐心、毅力、期盼。
Steadfastness, constancy, endurance, patience, expectations.
所以约伯的忍耐指的是一种特质。
This type of patience refers to such characteristics.
就是在那种无可言状的艰难的困苦中不屈服。
And that is do not yield. Do not surrender under the suffering.
所以从约伯的忍耐让我们接受的这个挑战呢，就是一种坚韧的毅力，恒久的盼望。
What we saw in Job is steadfastness and everlasting hope.
所以我们把这种忍耐呢，称之为在我们里边所预留给忍耐这个宝贵的特质的纬度空间的长宽高，形容是什么呀？一个深厚的那种深度或者是厚度。
So if we refer to the three dimensions, we can say that Job illustrates the height or the depth.
你看，最后到了42节约伯记，这样耶和华后来赐福给约伯，比先前更多。他有14000羊、6000骆驼、1000对牛、1000母驴，等等等等等等。到了16节，此后约伯又活了140年，得见他的儿孙，直到死代。
And at the end, Job chapter 42 says, "The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first part." After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation.
所以从约伯的忍耐，从农夫的忍耐，众先知的忍耐，约伯的忍耐，盼望这三种忍耐能够成为我们人格的特质中预留给忍耐的空间的长宽高的学习的榜样，也是我们今天主要接受的挑战。
So today we see three types of patience, three different categories, with three different examples that illustrate the length, the width, and the height of the space for patience.
那这时候我想请问弟兄姐妹们，在我们的教会生活中，包括我们的家庭、工作、学习生活中，需要时常的加固或者是扩展我们人格品质里边忍耐的这个空间的维度。那么怎样有效的避免我们这个空间维度垮塌了？
So how can we maintain or prevent the three dimensions of our patience to become collapsed?
所以这就是第九节经文提醒我们，忍耐的晴雨表在于宽容。
And the answer is in verse 9, the thermometer of patience, which is tolerance.
雅各书五章，这儿写错了，对不起啊。五章九节，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判，看那审判的主站在门前。
Verse 9, chapter 5, do not complain against one another, my friends, or brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door.
在我们所处的艰难的环境、苦难的遭遇的时候，不单呢，会是相信耶稣基督的信徒会感到挫折，丧失耐心，同样也会影响到在旁边的观望者，影响到他们的信心。
So when you are suffering, do not grumble, do not complain, because you are going to affect others.
所以大家注意，这里的埋怨呢，不是指的那种强烈的指责呀、攻击呀、那种怪罪。
Here the grumble or complain does not mean you strongly criticize others.
它主要指的是一种自我的那种叹息、那种哀怨、那种抱怨。
That is sort of kind of a self-pity growing, a sorrowful soft side of complaint about yourself or your own adversity.
哇，我受洗了好多年了，每周都准时的到教会， 可是你看他们那些受洗的人，哇，活蹦乱跳的，家庭那么好，我怎么就遭受这样的苦难呢？
For example, someone may grumble and says that I've been baptized for so many years and you see other people are doing so well, but how come I have all those sufferings?
他也是信主多年的人呢，他也是，为什么他们给我制造那么多麻烦呢？
How come that guy who is also an old-time Christian, he caused me so much problems?
那一个还不认识上帝的人呢，他可能会抱怨自己已经受洗的另一半。
And a non-believer spouse may complain about the other half.
你说你每周都往教会跑。也没有看见你所信的那个上帝医治我的病啊！
Complain about the spouse, spend so much time in church, but how come your God did not heal my sickness?
也没有看见你所信的那个上帝避免我们家遭受这么多的磨难，遭受这么多的麻烦事儿啊！
Or how come your God did not protect our household from all those troubles?
弟兄姐妹，请注意。经文为什么让我们不要互相的抱怨呢？因为抱怨接下来是什么呀？抱怨多了以后呢，就会产生心中的那种苦毒，苦毒来了以后呢，怨恨。接下来，我们可以想象。
So the reason that the Bible don't want us to grumble against each other is that it's going to generate or produce bitterness, and the bitterness will bring up a lot of other problems.
所以，测试我们人格特质中，我们这个忍耐的空间是否会出现松垮，会出现那种倒塌的危机的晴雨表，就是我们里边是否有一颗宽容的心。
So, the thermometer, of our degree of patience is to have a heart of tolerance.
我们的宽容要从对我们的先生、对我们的太太开始，对我们的子女开始，对我们的父母开始。
The tolerance should start from your household, your spouse, your, children, and your parents.
宽容我们自己的同学、同事，宽容教会里边的弟兄姐妹们。
Then to your classmates, your colleagues, and then to your brothers and sisters in the church.
所以有一段经文，以弗所书4章2到3节，凡是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Ephesians 4, 2 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace."
在这节经文里边，雅各为什么说：“看呐，审判的主站在门前了”？为什么呼吁这一句啊？
Earlier, James 5:9 says the judge is standing at the door. Why?
这意思就是说，当我们还在那种忍耐的过程中，眼看就这个宽容度就不够了，要裂了，要塌了之后，雅各告诉我们说，再坚持忍耐一下吧。主耶稣来的日子不远了。
Because James is saying, when you feel that you cannot hold it anymore, please hold it a little bit longer because the Lord is standing at the door. He is coming soon.
说你们遭受委屈、遭受苦难的日子就要到头了，想想120和1200之比吧。
Think about Moses' example, 120 years of suffering versus 100, 1200 years later, the glory.
农夫那样的忍耐，先知那样的忍耐，约伯那样的忍耐，让我们学习他们，接受这样的一个挑战，使我们里边忍耐的宽容度增长、增宽、 增厚。
So let's learn from those three examples, farmers, prophets, and Job, that increase the space of our patience.
所以弟兄姐妹，还是我记得上一次跟大家分享过有一句话，说当我们真正愿意在上帝面前谦卑顺服的时候，我们就会发现我们的生命活的是那么的潇潇洒洒，大智若愚。
As I had shared with you before, when we are really willing to be humble and submissive to the Lord, then we'll find out our life, the life that we are living is so penny foolish, but pound wise.
当农夫的忍耐，众先知的忍耐，约伯的忍耐，把我们心中这种忍耐的空间拉得越长越宽越高越strong的时候，我们生命中还有什么样的坎过不去啊？
Because when we learn and expand the space of patience, there's no difficulty in our life that cannot be overcome.
新约圣经中另外还有一处关于忍耐的经文，和大家一起来分享。
And one last encouragement from the New Testament.
很多都会背罗马书五章三到五节，不但如此。这样，我们一起来诵读这段经文，好吧？先用中文。
Let's try to read that in Chinese together.
来，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将上帝的爱浇灌在我们心里。
English, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Let's pray together.
恩主，谢谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Gracious Lord, thank you for your words.
愿主您的话语像春雨、像秋雨一样滋润我们干渴的心田。
May your words water our hearts that is thirsty.
愿主您的话语帮助我们走过我们生命中那些艰难困苦的环境。
Your words, may your words help us to walk past those difficulties in our lives.
愿主您的话语帮助我们在我们心中建立那信心、那盼望。
And may your words help us develop the hope and faith in our hearts.
等待主您再来的时候，我们享受与主您同在的那种美妙的荣耀。
And we look forward to your coming.So that we can be with you and enjoy the wonderful days.
这样的感恩感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with a thankful heart and in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.